pain has reached epidemic proportions in America. I'm Dr. Paul Christo. This is Aches and Gains.
Dr. Paul Christo is one of America's leading experts on relieving pain. He's board-certified, Harvard-trained, and a pain medicine specialist at Johns Hopkins. U.S. News and World Report ranks him as a top doctor and among the top 1% in the nation for pain management. Becker's Review selected him as one of the 70 best pain management physicians in America. He's listed as a super doctor for the Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Northern Virginia area. Aches and Gains is a weekly talk show covering all aspects of pain and pain relief. The human impact is real. Older adults, children, and even infants struggle to cope with pain. But there's hope, and there are treatments that can ease pain and suffering. The show offers compelling stories about people who've found relief. We share cutting-edge treatments from contributing experts, and we offer ways to help people cope with their pain.
Welcome to the show. Chances are, you're listening to this show with your head bent, shoulders forward, and eyes focused on your mobile device. Am I right? Since the term text neck was coined in 2008, we've been seeing more patients with neck pain and headaches. Text neck, or now tech neck, is felt to be a repetitive strain injury from constantly looking down to type or read text messages, answer emails, or checking social media sites. It's especially worrisome in teenagers and younger kids who spend hours playing games or browsing on handheld devices. When we bend our heads to use our smart devices, it's often at a 60-degree angle. And picture this, it's equivalent to carrying an 8-year-old on our neck for hours each day. On today's show, we'll explore the causes, symptoms, and solutions for text neck. First, Ty Warner joins us. He's the creator of the Beanie Baby, a popular children's toy in the late 1990s. Ty was looking down at least 5 to 6 hours a day to read and type on his smartphone, leading to constant headaches, neck pain, and arm tingling. Ty not only eliminated his symptoms, but developed a simple toy called the Peekaboo to prevent text neck from happening. We'll then hear from the spine surgeon, Dr. Ken Hasraj. He'll discuss the risks, typical symptoms, treatments, and prevention for text neck.
Aches and Gains is supported by Medtronic, Purdue Pharma, Teva Pharmaceuticals, Millennium Laboratories, the Pain Community, and Boston Scientific. For live online listening to Aches and Gains, please go to paulchristomd.com. To access podcasts of the show, please go to paulchristomd.com.
Not only is Ty Warner a successful toy manufacturer, he's a generous philanthropist. He's provided gifts to underprivileged children throughout the world, the Red Cross, and AIDS funds. Ty, welcome to Aches and Gains.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You know, I read that you were named after baseball player Ty Cobb.
Yes, that's correct. My dad was a baseball fan, and at the time I was born, Ty Cobb was all the rage, and I was born in the Catholic hospital, and the people thought that having a first name with two letters was kind of bizarre, but, mm-hmm. You know, he said, no, this is Ty Cobb, the baseball player, and I want my kid named Ty Cobb.
Well, that's quite a tribute. How influential was your dad in sparking your interest in toy manufacturing?
Well, not really, because, you know, when you're young and kids always want to do something different than what their parents are doing.
Right.
He was a jewelry salesman. And just being a salesman in general, I didn't think that was something I wanted to do because I thought I could go out there and make a name for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried acting and, you know, I tried to do things that were different than what my parents had shown me. This is what they do and this is how they make a living. And I just thought I could improve on the lot, and I set out on my own to do something different. Not really too much of an influence, to be honest with you.
Well, at the same time, your father was a toy salesman, wasn't he?
That's correct. My father was a toy salesman after his jewelry business, and then after the toy salesman, he went back to the jewelry business. So mm-hmm. I guess his first love was selling jewelry.
Right.
I went with him on a couple of trips, and he made a lot of people happy because he was selling these cute little cats and dogs and bears, and when the product did so well, the buyers were very happy to see him. And there was a lot of happiness around selling toys as an adult. And I thought, well, my father, you know, is making a lot of people happy. That's not a bad thing to aspire to.
And many would agree. And speaking of toys, how did you develop the concept of the Beanie Baby that became a phenomenon in the 1990s?
Well, at that particular time, there wasn't really anything that was affordable for children and the allowances that parents gave them. which was around $5. Mm-hmm. And I thought I could create something that was completely different than anything that had been done previously, not just in the way it looked, a frog or a dog or a cat, but the way it felt.
Uh-huh.
And when you did pick it up and you felt it, you could actually feel a velveteen lushness to it, but inside there were little pellets that you could move around. And by squeezing it, I think that it was something that nobody really had done before. Everything before then was very hard stuff. This was very intentionally understuffed.
Okay.
And it allowed the kids to put these little animals in every position. They could stand them, they could sit them, they could lay them, they could bend them over on a 45. And it was something that a price of $5 kind of dictated the size of how big it could be and how much material I could use. So with the materials inside and outside along with the price point, it kind of put me into an area of where, okay, it has to be this size, it has to look like this, and it's got to be something that the children can afford.
Exactly. Now let's talk about text, Nick. About how much do you text?
I started getting about 100 or more emails a day. At that particular time, I tried to respond to most that I could.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when I experienced symptoms of text neck that I read about later on.
That's a huge number of emails, though, per day. And now, Ty, how many hours per day were you actually texting?
Maybe 6-7 hours. I tried to reply to the majority of them. I tried to read all of them. I just thought that was the proper thing to do if somebody's taking the time to send me an email and talk about an account and why the account looks like this. And then I would answer back with a questionnaire trying to understand, well, what is the sales rep actually seeing when they send me a picture like this,
mm-hmm.
and the motivation behind, well, we need to sell more and how. I just thought it was the right thing to respond.
Yes, but that 6 to 7 hours is far more than the average smartphone user who spends about 2 to 4 hours a day on their smartphone texting or answering emails or checking apps and social media sites. Now, Ty, was this for business primarily or a combination of business and personal use?
That was 100% business. After I got done with the business, I would try to Google some of these symptoms that I was having,
mm-hmm.
and try to understand what tech neck was. And I was on probably for another couple hours because I found it so interesting that it wasn't just me, but there are an awful lot of other people experiencing the same symptoms as myself.
Indeed there are. And we're up for a break, but when we come back, we'll find out how much total time Ty was spending looking at a screen. I'm Dr. Paul Christo, and you're listening to Aches and Gains.
Aches and Gains is supported by Teva, the leading global pharmaceutical company committed to increasing access to high-quality healthcare by developing, producing, and marketing affordable generic medicines, as well as innovative and specialty pharmaceuticals. Millennium Health is a leading health solutions company that delivers accurate, timely, clinical actionable information to inform the right treatment decisions for each patient at the right time. Millennium offers a comprehensive suite of services to better tailor patient care. More information is available at www.millenniumhealth.com.
Welcome back. Ty, we were talking about how many hours you spend for business looking at a screen, but if you combine that with personal time, what would that equal?
Oh my goodness. Probably 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, you could almost spend a full working day 8 hours texting and looking at a monitor of some type.
Yeah, I completely believe you. Ty, how long did you have the symptoms of text neck?
6 months. I was getting pins and needles up and down my shoulder, down to my fingertips. And
mm-hmm.
so I just kept doing it, and it just kept coming back and getting worse.
What did you think was going on?
I thought quite profoundly that I was having a heart attack.
Wow.
And I went and I saw my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first questions he asked me is if I was reading or texting, you know, more than usual.
Yeah.
When I told him about the time that I spent going over emails and texting,
mm-hmm.
He touched my neck and immediately triggered the same sensation of pins and needles that I was having when I was looking down.
Okay. I mean, Ty, did you have any other symptoms along with the pins and needles sensations?
Well, I also had headaches, and I would take medication for the headaches. You know, at the end of the day, my neck was so tight. The muscles in my neck, when the doctor touched them, he says they're very rigid, they're very very tight.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew right away that what I was doing was something that he had seen a lot of.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you what your neck position was like, and your shoulders as well, when you were using your smartphone.
So after the doctor told me, you know, what my problem was, I started thinking, well, what is it that I'm doing here?
Yeah.
And my head was looking downward, and my eyes were looking down, obviously, because I'm holding a phone or a tablet, mm-hmm. and my shoulders were hunched over. You know, they were forward.
Yeah.
And I think that combination for a long period of time is really what triggered these symptoms.
That's exactly right. The problem results from the weight put on the neck, and that causes strain on the neck muscles and shoulders from constantly looking down to type or read text messages. How intense was the pain?
After it was all done, the headaches and the pain, I mean, it lasted long after. I mean, it lasted when I went to sleep at night, and, mm-hmm. and then I forgot about it because I fell asleep. But I had to take like 4 Excedrin just to get that pain to alleviate, and I'm not one big on pills, you know. I mean, I had a headache. The headache never went away.
Yeah.
The pain was quite severe.
Wow. You know, speaking of sleep, it sounds like the pain didn't disrupt your sleep.
It did not. When I was done, I was really, really tired.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, because a lot of my patients do find that falling asleep or staying asleep is extremely difficult when they have pain. And speaking of my patients, many also feel like the pain affects their life in so many ways, work, family, and social life. Did you have a problem focusing or concentrating?
Well, no question about it. Yes, sir, I did. I remember saying, well, I just wish the people wouldn't respond to me like they're doing. You know, hope none of them are listening to me right now.
What a great discussion, but we're out of time. Ty Warner, thanks so much for being here today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, doctor.
Coming up is spine surgeon Dr. Ken Hasraj. He'll talk about symptoms, treatments, and prevention for text neck. I'm Dr. Paul Christo, and this is Aches and Gains.
Aches and Gains is supported by The Pain Community, a web-based nonprofit created by people living with pain. Check out paincommunity.org for information, references, advocacy tools, and a premium section to securely interact with other members in forums and chat rooms. Boston Scientific, a leader in microelectric implantable technologies used to treat chronic neuropathic pain.
Dr. Ken Hasraj is a spine surgeon in Poughkeepsie, New York. He's been in practice for 20 years, published research on text neck, and written a book called Secrets of the Cervical Spine. Dr. Hasraj, welcome to Aches and Gains.
Hey, nice to be with you, Paul. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Tell us now about text neck. What is it?
Text neck is an overuse syndrome, mm-hmm. and it is what, when you have neck pain,
right.
from keeping your head down using smart devices,
mm-hmm.
for example, laptops and iPads and things like that.
Right.
But it's mainly a phenomenon, Paul, of where you have your head down, and then typically aches and pain.
Mm-hmm. These repetitive strain injuries can be seen in other parts of the body, too. I mean, for example, there's something called BlackBerry thumb, which is pain in the thumb, finger, and hand from repetitive texting, as well as iPad hand, which are aches and pains caused by swiping and typing on a tablet. Ken, how often do you see text neck in your practice?
It's prevalent. It's really a global phenomenon. I see it quite often, and people are just not aware of the impact of having this poor posture.
Right.
Until they release it, they get rid of it, and then they feel better.
Ken, talk to us about what's happening biomechanically in the neck.
We did a study, which is published in Surgical Techniques International, and so with this study, we looked at what the weight of the head is when you move essentially from good posture to poor posture.
Mm-hmm.
So in good posture, your head is straight up and it weighs 10 pounds. And so incrementally, it increases as you go to 15 degrees head forward.
Okay.
And then the head weighs to the neck 27 pounds. And at 30 degrees, it weighs 40 pounds. And at 45 degrees, about 50 pounds. But Dr. Paul, the most alarming thing is that at 60 degrees, it weighs 60 pounds. And lots of kids have their head in this position texting all day.
Exactly. I mean, that's a huge amount of force on the neck, given that the average smartphone user spends 2 to 4 hours a day on their mobile device.
Over 4 years, let's say in high school, it's 5,000 hours at 60 degrees, 60 pounds. It's about 300,000 pounds of force on the neck over high school.
Wow.
What's going to happen? Nothing good. You know, we have to be careful.
We do. I agree. Now, Ken, you had an aha moment related to text neck and a patient. Tell us about that.
His story is, we decompressed his lumbar spine and his leg pain went away, but he had neck pain and back pain. And we treated him with all kinds of physical therapy and all kinds of treatments, and he didn't get better. And then one day, I'm close with him. He tells me, listen, I'm heads down. And he showed me about 60 degrees with his iPad playing video games 4 hours a day. And then we said, got it. And that's what opened my eyes. That's the exact moment.
Yeah, I mean, that must have been eye-opening. And speaking of back pain, there's a correlation between neck pain and back pain. Aren't people throughout the world at risk for postural deficits and pain due to Tex neck?
People all over the world. There's some literature that recently came out that there are indigenous populations that have less risk with back pain. For example, it was the exact study.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at thousands of studies, and I was so amazed that people suffer all over the world just the same. So take, for example, Africa. They have the same risk and frequency of back pain, for example, that we do in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And you would think it wouldn't be so because they're living, quote, a more natural life.
Right. I mean, I guess nobody is spared. Dr. Hansraj, how does the weight on the neck from the head affect the spine?
Well, let's say you have your head down 45 degrees and you're exerting 50 pounds of force on your cervical spine,
mm-hmm.
which is eccentrically loaded,
right.
more to the front where the disc spaces are. Then you can get what's called an annular tear. An annular tear, Dr. Paul, is where there's a rip in the disc space.
Right.
And so you typically get pain and inflammation from that. You take a few Advils or Aleve and you're better.
Right.
But over time, the annular tears can lead to a herniated disc, which is known as a slip disc,
mm-hmm.
where the inside pops out and presses on the nerve. And now you're talking significant pain.
Right.
And over time, this wear and tear and degeneration can also lead to hardening of these extruded discs, which is something called stenosis,
mm-hmm.
which is a permanent blockage of your spine. And that's the danger of it.
That's a great summary of the dangers of Tex neck. And over time, Tex neck can flatten or reverse the curve in the neck, cause neck and shoulder pain and even low back pain, and ultimately lead to cervical misalignment.
All of those things. I think what the study does for humanity, really, now we become aware of who we are, what we're doing, and the impact on our bodies. If you're aware of the impact of putting your head straight forward, then you'll keep your head straight up.
Very true. Let's now talk about the clinical symptoms of Tex neck. I mean, I'm seeing neck pain, shoulder pain, arm pain, and headaches, for example. But what are you seeing, Ken?
The first thing you see is a stress on the trapezius muscle, or the upper border of the neck and the chest and the
mm-hmm.
back.
Right.
Typically, that's where it stays. Poor posture is a contributor to their suffering.
Absolutely. Listen, we've got to take a break, but straight ahead, we'll find out much more about the symptoms related to Tex neck. I'm Dr. Paul Christo, and you're listening to Aches and Gains.
Aches and Gains is supported by Medtronic, a global leader in medical technology, alleviating pain, restoring health, and extending life for millions of people around the world. Visit tamethepain.com to learn about treatment options for chronic pain. Purdue Pharma, making a positive impact on healthcare and on lives, reminding everyone to safeguard medications in their home. For cutting-edge treatments and resources, follow Dr. Paul Christo on Twitter or like Aches and Gains with Dr. Paul Christo on Facebook.
Welcome back. We're here with Dr. Ken Hansraj, who's a spine surgeon from New York. Ken, talk to us more about other signs and symptoms of Tex neck. Because, for example, our previous guest, Ty Warner, mentioned that he had chronic daily headaches, neck pain, and then a pins and needles sensation down his arms.
When you have advanced degeneration and wear and tear, and you have encroachment or blockages of the nerves as they're exiting the spine,
mm-hmm.
then those nerves start to complain. And again, as you say, you have pain, you have weakness, you have numbness, and you're dropping things, and you just are generally fatigued.
I don't want to be too extreme, but I've heard some compare the neck strain to bending your finger as far back as possible and holding it there for an hour. I mean, do you think that's too sensational?
I thought it was extreme when the Today Show did a piece, and they said, well, that's 6 bowling balls.
Yeah.
And then I said to myself, my goodness, I did not make that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tremendous amount of stress that you can place on your neck. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And I bet many would not realize that some experts feel that slump position, especially with the shoulders pushed forward, can reduce lung capacity by 30%.
Yeah, breath is so important in spinal care. So good posture is really the king of spine principles.
Mm-hmm.
But breathing and deep belly breathing is probably the queen of spine principles.
Uh-huh.
When you get involved in deep belly breathing, if you're massively depressed, you become minorly depressed. If you're moderately and you just get off your medications just from breathing deeply, the whole body is oxygenated. And more from my point of view, there was what's called a valvular wart study,
mm-hmm.
which showed that when you're breathing deeply, the spinal nerves are moving in the spinal channel and they feel better. It's more physiological.
Now, I don't think many patients or doctors would have guessed that. Have you seen patients who have back pain as a result of text neck?
The first guy that I ran into, he's my friend and I love him. He had back pain radiating down the right leg, and we operated. We did a discectomy,
mm-hmm.
and the right leg pain went away.
Good.
And he had tremendous neck pain and lower back pain, which only relieved when he lifted his head up and started learning postural exercises
yeah.
and postural range of motion. The neck pain and the back pain went away when he got into better posture with the neck.
Yeah, you know, we've done three shows on how better posture can relieve pain. One is called the Egoscue Method of Pain-Free Living, and the other is called the Posture Guru. And those shows are available on my website, paulcristomd.com. Spinal pain, by the way, is pretty common. The National Institute of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal and Skin Disorders report that 8 out of 10 people suffer from some sort of ailment to the spine. What are the consequences, Ken, of having an unhealthy spine?
Anthony Robbins motivates his people to be extremely fit and extremely healthy.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets his people that he coaches tuned up, then they become better businessmen. You become a better thinker. So it impacts all aspects of your life.
Yeah.
From your ability to think, from your ability to focus, to your ability to have a relationship with your wife and your children. If you're in pain, you're much more likely to come home and snap at your family. You're much less likely to develop something creative while you're at work.
So true. Pain is all-encompassing. Ken, which age groups are most vulnerable to text neck? I mean, I've seen some data on teenagers, but is that true?
If you walk into a food court, you can see everybody with their heads down, and that's all ages.
Yeah, exactly. You know, teenagers spend 2 to 4 hours per day with their heads down at 60 degrees, and that's 60 pounds of pressure. And that's, I think, something like 5,000 hours with their head down. And it seems, though, that we can safely spend many, many hours per day using the smartphone as long as our heads remain in neutral position.
I agree. That's my message exactly. Dr. Paul, that's exactly what my intent is. The smartphone is a great, great device. It's phenomenal. It's amazing. Keep your head up.
That seems pretty easy. Keep your head up. Ken, is there any evidence that text neck causes permanent posture changes?
I've seen some wonderful pictures of cranes and craning and caricatures of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's no study that really tells that. I've been in practice 20 years, and I've seen maybe 30 to 40,000 patients. And so I have deep feelings on what I see and the manifestations of.
Mm-hmm.
But no one's done a study where, you know, what happens in 5 years of text neck or 10 years of text neck.
Well, have any of your patients needed spine surgery as a result of text neck?
In vast populations of the world, there's no more wired telephone. So in Africa, the development is everyone has a cell phone or everyone has cell phone access.
Mm-hmm.
The cell phone is the emerging way to go.
Yeah.
And there are billions of cell phones on the planet, and the postural consequences are tremendous.
They are. And unfortunately, we're out of time, but there's much more ahead on part two. So please join us. Dr. Hansraj, I want to thank you so much for being here today.
It was a pleasure to hang with you. Thank you so much.
And you too. And thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Paul Christo, and you're listening to Aches and Gains.
The views and opinions expressed in this radio program are solely the views of Dr. Paul Christo and do not necessarily express the views of this radio station and Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, nor an endorsement by any or all of them of any of its content. This show provides medical information, not advice. Please consult your personal physician before engaging in any course of treatment or use of any of the techniques or products discussed on this show. Discussion of particular uses of products on this show have not been approved by any of the manufacturers of such products. To access podcasts of the show, please go to paulcristomd.com. That's PaulChristoMD.com. Aches and Gains is produced by Tom Blair and Ty Ford. Elsa Langford is the technical consultant and engineer. Dr. Paul Christo is the executive producer. Thanks for listening. This is Aches and Gains with Dr. Paul Christo.